holding. Maseches Brachos, Daf Vav Amud Beis. We are right in the middle of the Amud. We're at the essentially the first long, like super long line, the last word. Okay. So, we had mentioned about running to do a mitzvah and Reb Zera. So here we'll have more running to do mitzvahs. And we'll start, that's the jump of point. So it says, Amar of Zera, is Reb Zera again. Igra, the from the word like from like the from Sara Agra, so I guess it's Agra. Think about it. Agra. The Agra, the schar, the pirka of the perik. The pirka is the shear they've given Shabbos. So the Rosh learns the ikra schar, the main biggest thing you get is Rahata, is for running. In other words, the ikasmar you get to go to the shir on Shabbos is not the learning necessarily, but actually the effort it takes to get there. So why should that be the case? So Rashi has a bit of a rather indicting Rashi here. It's a rough one. Let's look at it inside because you got to see it. You got to see it. There's a serious muster here. Rashi on the right hand side, like really halfway down the column on the Rashi there on the outside. Okay, you see there's an outside there, on the Vavam base. The Dira Matzla is Agra the Pirka. See that? Because there's no Tosfos. So, Rashi got both sides. Notice there's an enormous dot here. So, no Tosfos. In any case, so it says Agra the Pirka, the schar you get for going to the Perek for the Shir on Shabbos. Iker Kibul schar. So he says that's the Iker Kibul schar. I guess Rashi's coming to Lafuki, obviously the schar for learning also, but the Iker schar. We just learned yesterday. You're allowed to run to a mitzvah, and this is the running to go here this year, even on Shabbos mutter. You should run to do mitzvahs. See, that's a good reason for it to say. I don't know. Yep. So, anyways, so number one is ikra kibul schar. I assume Rashi is addressing the point of like why should there's obviously schar for limud Torah also, but this is the ikra schar. Is for the Habrios, the people, Haratzim Lashmoa Drasha, to run to hear the Drasha, Mipi Chacham, from the mouth of a wise man. But Hischar Hamarutza, that's the schar for running there. Why? Sharei, pay attention here, Rubam, because most of the guys who go to the Drasha and Shabbos, Ein Mavinim, they don't understand. They don't understand the Shir. To what degree they don't understand it? Lahamig Girsa, to like a say it over again. Literally means to stand up what was said. But I mean, I assume it means to have it clear what was said, something like that in their mind. Velomar Shmuel Mipi Rabban La'acher. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. La'acher Zman. That they got what was said clear enough that they'll be able to say what they heard over in the name from the rabbi to another person. After some time, shikablu schar limud. That I guess is what you would need, says Rashi. It sounds to get schar of limud. That's harsh. You know, summing up in English, Rashi is saying to get the schar limud, you have to actually get it well enough to be able to explain it to someone else. It's obviously frightening, and a perfect time to push the Chazara Shir Shabbos. But anyway, so. I there you go. I have no comments other than to say you got to make sure you understand it. Yegiya, I should speak out here. The word Yegiya, the idea of being Yegiya in Torah is to. Well, we'll see in a second. I'll speak in a second. Very emphasis. So now.
Wait, you say that
the Karas is just. The Karas is running because you're not going to understand what's going on. So at least, since you're not going to get this far for actually learning, because you're not going to get it, at least you get this far for rahata, for running. Yeah, but yeah. Okay? It's more than Sfar Halicha. It's the same idea of expanding the effort, but it's even better than Stam Halicha, it's Rahata, it's running to get there. Now, this is a very heavy Rashi, and it certainly makes the point that it certainly flies in the face of the, I don't know the word is assumption, but the prevailing, a prevailing attitude that people think Talmud Torah is about, you know, just putting in the hours of being Amal B'Torah and then actually coming out with things and knowing what you've learned. There's obviously a schar to that, but if you didn't learn it and you can't say it over, you didn't really get what you said, you don't walk away with something that's That's not considered much learning, says Rashi. So that's heavy duty. Okay. That's number one. So that was the first member of Zera said that the Iker Schar of the Pirka is running to get there, since we won't get it. Okay, now, next, another idea. Related idea. Amar Abaya. Rabaya said, the Agra, the Kala. The Kala was, we said, we already saw that yesterday. That's the big shear that they had on on Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. So that was like to go over the lachas of the upcoming Yom Tov. That's the big crowded Kala. Remember we had that with the Bezikin yesterday. So the Rabaya says that this, along with Rashi, Igra again, Agra, the Iker Schar, is Duchka, is the, you know, being squished in there, you know, shoving yourself in there. Same exact swara that you're not going to weigh too much. You're not gonna, I guess, but at least made the effort to be there. You're trying your best. So it's not very. doesn't make me feel good. I don't know, makes me feel good. It's very, very negative. It sounds. Anyways. The Marshal has a slight different. He doesn't disagree with Rashi. He says va'od. He says for the Talmidei Chacham who anyways know what's going on, and they're just going to the drashas. At least they have a schar for going, like put an effort to go, and they didn't learn anything. Marshal adds that. We'll see. We'll see later on that there's you're supposed to, if there's a shir you're supposed to go to, even if you know that stuff already. The Indians of that. If you're part of the community and so on. In any case, that's it. Now, next. Amarava, the Agra Dishmaisa, that's like the, you know, the discussion, like the give and take, the Shak Vatara, the halachic discussion, is the Svara, is understanding what's going on. Thinking it through, not the bottom line. The Svar you get for going through a Sugya is understanding it, making sense of it. Not that's the Ikar Svar, not just getting, you know, the halacha pasuk at the end of the day. That's a Talmud Torah. So here, Rashi, look at Rashi again. Shuya Geya, this is the next Rashi in the list there. Well, top of that. It says Agra Deshmaisa Svara. Shuya Geya, because he's Yageya, that's where like the Yigisa Yomam Valaila, yet the Yigia Batorah is like, that's the goal here. So, Vatoreach, and he troubles himself, Umachashim, and thinks hard, Lahavin Tamo Shal Devar, to understand what the reason is for the bottom line halacha. Now, I just want to translate the word Yagia for you, because it's an interesting idea. You're supposed to, the name of the game is Yagia Batorah. So what does Yagia mean? I'm now going to define the term for you. Yagia, you see in this Rashi anyways, is the effort it takes to understand what's going on, to get it. That's what you're looking for in terms of Talmud Torah, is to expend the effort to really understand what's going on. Nothing more, Yagia is nothing more abstract than that. Not putting in hours or standing on your knuckles like bleed or whatever people do to make extra effort, standing in buckets of water. It's putting the effort to learn and understand what's going on. That's the idea. Okay, fine. Another one. The Amar of Papa, Agra de Beitamia, the schar for the Beitamia. Tamia are bones. So the someone shot is like in a house of mourning. You know, you're going to Menachem Avil. And the ikr, that's the pashup shot, that's Rashi. And the ikr schar you get for that is shtikusa, is not talking, is silence. And when you visit a person in mourning, so you're not supposed to, the halach is you're not supposed to talk to them until they talk to you first. You being there is comforting for them, and you talking to them just distracts them, which is not, you know, it's very difficult because you're visiting them, you feel awkward, uncomfortable, the silence is, it's a heavy scene. I mean, you've done, I'm sure, yourself. But you got to shut up and not say anything and not distract anybody and ask stupid small talk questions. And that's your Iker Schar. So there's no mitzvah to jabber with the guy. Just the mitzvah to be there. So even though it's very uncomfortable, and I guess all these, the same idea of the film Tzara Agra, all these things, the most difficult part of the whole thing is, in this case, sitting quietly. Not talking. It's very difficult. Sorry? You're not supposed to talk and speak to them first? I don't know. So yeah, sort of. What are we talking about? I don't know. That's a separate thing. Separate day. You're not supposed to talk to them. Okay?
Yep.
Now, you're not supposed to talk first. That's the dim, the halacha. They talk first. There is a second shot, Beitamia, which means the palace of bones, which means if you're sitting with the mace, sitting like in the morgue, waiting for burial, whatever, left off the morgue, but, you know, sitting there with the heber kadisha. So we learned actually before that talking and learning is asa when you're with the mace, but you have a mitzvah to guard the mace. Chazal's time, we still do the shmira today. and people have been based the whole time for, I think, maybe a little bit more, people like just focus on more, you know, mystical reasons. But the ikar reason why you have to have a shmira on the body is to keep the rats away, keep the animals away. Because like actually, the person's decaying quickly, the animals come eat them, which is chalila. That's obviously not covered in mace. So you have to have a shomer, someone assist the mace all the time to make sure that nothing gets to them. Right, so okay, so, right, so that's praying for that person. That's for their, but anyways, the point is, but it's saying here that, so someone that tried the silence from not talking to Torah is the schar. No mitzvah to talk, you gotta, despite the fact not talking, you have more schar for shutting up and being with the mace and not talking to Torah, which you can't talk. Okay, fine. Amar Marzutra, Agra de Ta'anisa, Tzidkasa, Tzedakasa. Which means the main schar you get for the tainus for a fast on a fast day is the tzedakah you give. So some learn the pshat is that this is Meiri, that tzedakah, that the point of a fast is to move you to be a better person. Like that's a fasting is just a means to an end. But like no, Hashem doesn't care if you don't eat per se. It's got to move you. So that the way you're moved is to take care of the poor people. And I guess another ma'aser type. Others learn that the minhag, this is Rashi, the minhag was at the end of a fast, there people are hungry and the poor people have no food, so you give food to the poor. That's your ikar schar, to feed the poor when they need the food most. And that's a tikkun schar. Marsha said a different shot, a very interesting idea, which maybe you can take on, is that he says, so you shouldn't benefit, so to speak, from fasting, because if you fast, at least on the bright side, you say to yourself, you know, the day's expenses for food. But he says the minhag is to give, to give the money you would have spent on your food for that day to tzedakah so other people can eat. And that's the ikar schar again. And that's a nice idea. People do that. People do that. That you allocate the money you would have used for food to give to someone else as for their food. Okay? So any or all of the above for tzedakah. Amar Rav Sheshes, Agra Despeda Deluye. The main schar you get for the hesped, that's when you're eulogizing somebody, is the creating them the emotions. Creating the emotions. In other words, it's not what you say. The name of the game isn't to be very, you know, erudite at the at the eulogy, but rather how you say it to move people, they should cry and appreciate the loss. So that's the ikar. The ikar, what you want to do is to get people to really, you know, I guess everyone's aware of it. You know, when someone dies, it's obviously often very sudden. Like it's hard to let the penny drop and realize like what's happened. So that the beginning of the mourning process really begins at the hesped, where people will go, "Oh my gosh, look what we've lost!" And that, therefore, that's the name of the game. To I guess just literally speak in such a way that people are moved to realize like the emotion that the penny dropped and feel that they lost and begin to mourn, begin to cry. That's the agenda. That's the ikar schar. Abravashi, finally last one. The Agra de Behi Lule is Mili. The Behi Lule is the wedding party. La 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 la. That's Hilula. So, the main schar you get there is the words you say. These are the words you say to the bride and groom to get them, you know, to make them happy about what they've got themselves into over here. So you say nice things about the bride and about the groom to their respective spouse or fiance, spouse. And that's, you know, that makes them feel good. I'm not doing the Reform Rabbi thing here, like saying nowadays different. It's not different. That still applies today, obviously. But I just want to put you in the mindset of back then. Back then, people often had almost never met their wives before, or met her very, very briefly. So they were really terrified, like what's going to be. So to tell them what a good catch they got was particularly impactful. Right. Today, I'm not saying people shouldn't go out and make an effort to talk to the bride and groom, tell them what a great, you know, spouse they have and everything. But the mitzvah is to be mesameach chasam v'kala, and today, like, how you're mesameach them maximally might be a little different. Back then, that was the best thing you could do, is tell them that you did a good job and you had a great girl. But today, like, there may be other ways you can equally or more be mesameach them, because they know what they're getting, maybe. Or, yeah, fine.